It's a new one to me.
My cousin said that it stood drought better than the green okra, and it produces more, but I can't tell it did. I've got a few plants, and I can't tell that much difference in it. I can tell the difference in the color, but that's about all. She's got the best okra I ever saw. What do you call yours?
Longhorn.
She got pods out there that was 12, 14 inches long. It was just as tender as they could be.
18 inches long if they're watered. You know, if it's watered and kept moist, not hot and dry, they'll get 18 inches long in this business.
Then you must have cut the okra.
Most of the time, we just cut it crossways of the pod and roll it in flour. Some people flour and some meal and fry it.
If you leave an apple or a plum lying around, it'll dry up or
deteriorate.
And sometimes it gets sort of squinched up looking. What do you call it? You say it?
Swivels. It dries.
Okay, how about the green vegetables that come in large leafy heads?
Cabbage.
Yeah.
Or lettuce, either one.
Are there different kinds of those all around here?
Yes, there's a leaf lettuce and a head lettuce.
Different kinds of cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you've got some beans, you can get them out of the pods by hand. You say you have to
shell them.
Okay, what are some of the different kinds of beans that you would have around here?
Well,
do you have a big yellow or greenish flat seed one?
A lot of
I don't know what that would be.
We use them as a yellow hull beans. We use horticulture beans.
Yes, or the pinto.
And pinto beans.
And the great northern, that's the white bean. And I've got this year I have the Texas Navies. Mm-hmm. I've got the horticulture, the Texas Navy, a lima bean. And then I've got a little tiny striped bean, I don't even know the name of it, that I plant for my green beans each year that we really like. It's a tender bean.
Just the long yellow one, do you ever plant that one?
Wax bean.
No,
I
just don't do as good for me as some of the other varieties. I have raised them, but not lately.
Okay, if you're talking about green beans, are there different kinds that you have to do something different to eat them? Was there something you could take off some of them?
You have to strain them.
Both the ends.
Would you ever use the term butter beans for any of those varieties that you
described? Yes, there's a little difference in a butter bean and a lima bean, but there's a lot of butter beans raised around here too.
How do they differ from a lima?
Well, most of the time they're a bigger bean. Butter beans sometimes will be this big when it's dry, a big one. And most of the limas is about the size of my thumbnail. They're just a small.
What all would you eat the tops of? Like, you cook them or eat them raw? Mostly you cook them. Different kinds of vegetables. They take the top off and eat them.
Well, mustard, lettuce, cabbage, kale, Swiss chard, turnips.
Yeah, if you cooked a bunch of these together, you might say you cooked mixed
beans.
Do any grow wild around here that you would eat?
Yes.
Which one would be?
Well, sourdough's real good, or poke.
Now, someone told me part of the poke plant is poisonous. How do you decide which part you can eat?
I've never seen any that's poisonous. We eat the stalk and we eat the berries. I know is not poisonous, and we eat the leaves. So I've never seen it. Maybe it'd be the root, but nothing else.
Must be a great idea, so. If you were making a salad and you had put your vegetables and lettuce out, you might say, I'm going to make a big salad, I'm going to put two
kinds together.
Yeah, if you had two bunches of the same kind, you might also call them two. Looking for another name for bunches.
Two heads.